I'm very excited to have in the studio for the second time ever, Hatch. Hello.
Hello, Liam. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
So, last time you were here, we were talking about The Provoker.
Yes.
Your first single to come out.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Great. It's been pretty flattering reading some of the reactions to it.
Nice. Great.
Obviously, with it being our first release, there's been... a bit of love shown to us, and it's been interesting seeing people that I've never met start to like it. It's like the very beginnings of starting to become known to people.
Bizarre. It's kind of exciting, though.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
Cool. So you're here for a couple of reasons. Show this Friday.
Yes.
And you've got an EP coming out.
Yeah, it actually came out on Monday.
Post-release
promo.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's start there. Tell us a bit about the EP.
So it's called So What If It Hurts, and it's a collection of songs that we sort of started the band around. There were a few songs that I'd already got written, and then one song that we wrote all together. And it's our beginnings. It's how we've started.
Yeah, right.
We decided on those songs a few months ago, and obviously production and post-production of releases takes a little while. So
we're
a few months
does.
Down the track from actually recording them, which is... We tried to transfer our live show energy into tracks, which is obviously... can be quite difficult at times when you're...
Yeah, I can imagine.
You're just playing on your own. Or you're just singing on your own.
Yeah.
There's no band around you. There's no drive.
Mm.
But I think with what we've produced, we've actually managed to pull the live feelings quite well into the record, which I'm really happy about. And it's a tip of the hat to Travis, who's our guitarist. He did all the production for us. And, he's a wizard. Like, I'm so impressed with what he does. He's phenomenally quick, which... is great when you don't find the recording process that entertaining.
Yeah,
if someone's speedy about getting through it, it's something I appreciate a lot.
Well, and I'd say, like, it's that energy you kind of get from having an audience at a live show that's very hard to replicate.
Yeah.
Well done for that. I mean, I can't imagine it's the easiest thing in the world. So, details on it. Like, how many songs?
There's four songs on it.
Yep.
We threw The Provoker on there because...
Why not?
Why not? We love The Provoker. And then there is a song called Queen of Spades, a song called Love Hate, and a song called Limit the Damage. And they're all slightly different vibes.
Okay.
But you can still tell it's Hatch music.
Which is,
again, what we were aiming for.
Tell me, how did you deal with the kind of, like, the process of waiting for a song to be ready? Because it can be slow.
with a great deal of patience, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, there were points where I'm like, I really like it. I think it's ready. Let's release it now. And Travis and the rest of the band are like, Yui, to quote Toy Story 2, you can't rush art.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm there trying to push it, and they're there saying, no, just a few more tweaks, So I sort of had to let go of the reins a little bit and let happen what needed to happen
in order to get
the tracks to where they are.
So you have a show on Friday. Is this like a EP release?
Yeah, it's an EP release. It's a celebration, really. I mean, we've been this lineup of the band for a year, so it's essentially, it's a celebrating our release and... our first year as a band. And so we're playing for an hour at 12 Bar with three other bands. You had Monk Seals on the other day.
Yes.
They're going to headline the night for us because they are phenomenal.
I'm a fan of theirs.
I can't fucking wait to watch them.
They're incredible. Like, they're like stepping back in time.
Like, it's like going back to like the 70s and 80s style proper flamboyant rock and roll, which...
That's great.
You know, their new track's great, and I'm stoked that we're getting to share a stage with them.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, who else has played? Because I vaguely remember thinking, oh, these other bands are quite good as well. But now I've forgotten them.
Sadly, we had one band pull out. So, thankfully, Ragweed stepped up and they're going to be filling their spot. And then there is Single Malt as well, who are actually in your hot pick top tens, yeah, I
our
think,
top
at the minute.
Yeah, yesterday. Yes. Yeah. Second week in a row.
Yeah, actually. Mate. So they're doing bits on the scene. And so I think we've all got something to show, to be honest.
Cool.
I think
cool.
Anyone who wants to get down for live music, get there for the very start of the night and they won't be disappointed.
Yeah, wow. Oh, that's going to be a great night. And 12 bars, excellent for it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. I've seen some phenomenal bands in there.
Yeah, yeah, 12 Bar does well. Yeah. It does well. Now, I remember distinctly from our last interview kind of the origin stories of your band, and it was very unique in the sense that it kind of just happened with a lot of luck and
yeah.
good timing and all that.
I mean, some people might call it fate, right?
Yeah, fate. That's the word for it. So how's this first year been?
To be honest, it's been surprisingly easy.
Mm.
It like there's been little bits of drama along the way because we're a rock band, but just in terms of the music creation, it's been phenomenal. The bass player and the guitarist in this band are two of the most musically talented people I've ever met in my life.
Cool.
And they keep getting better, and it's so exciting to see what they're doing.
Imagine,
like
yeah.
The new song we wrote at the start of the week, we're going to play it at the show because it was that good. It was a song that took us 20 minutes to write and it came out fire. And it's just, you know, it's proof of what they're up to in terms of their musical abilities. And it makes our writing process so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited for the next lot of tracks. Like, we're already looking into the future, to the next EP, to the next set of recordings.
That's, I think, so exciting for you guys in the sense, like, the enthusiasm's there and, like, the excitement's there.
I think it's even built. I think it's gotten more intense and increased over the time that we've been doing it. I think we all sort of came into this with quite an easygoing attitude. And as we've realised what we've got, we've all started to put a little more in and get a little more excited about what's to come.
So, I mean, it's early days yet, but 2023, you've started off with an EP release. What else is there to come? Have you planned, or...?
I don't do the planning, mate. I do the writing of the music and the dancing around on stage. Like,
That's that's an important role to
play. That's a management thing. I mean, I think we'll be looking at doing another release this year.
Yeah.
Possibly, because algorithms are what you're fighting with now, not A&R men.
Yeah.
We're probably going to end up doing single releases because the algorithm favours you in that sense.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, actually.
Which, you know, as an artist, if you want to create a body of work and present it as a full body of work, the algorithms kind of screw you on that sense.
It does, yeah.
Which is a shame, but we can always release them as singles and then present it as a full body of work at the end, which, you know, that's fine as well.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be release more music, and we want a gig. We love playing.
Yeah,
like, the best thing about this band is our live show. Like, we never hold anything back. So we just want a gig this year as much as possible, in as many places as possible, to as many people as possible.
Well, I can't wait to see gig posters all year round for you guys. Very exciting. Congratulations. Where can people find this EP? Because I would play a few songs from it this morning, but I don't have files because apparently their manager sucks.
Because our incredibly talented producer hasn't sent you the lab files yet.
That's okay. That happens.
He'll send them through for you to playlists.
Right. Okay. So where can people listen?
On all platforms. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon.
Great.
Everywhere that DistroKid, all that was put it.
Cool. Fantastic. Well, to our audience out there, go check out the EP. What's it called one more time?
So What If It Hurts, and it's by Hatch.
And show this Friday, 12 bar. What time does it start?
7:30 is the first band.
Right. Be there, be square, I should say. That's such an old term. I can't believe I just used that.
You're super old school, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck with everything. Can't wait to see what you guys do this year.
Thank you.